he's a good quarterback. He's smart. You know, obviously that's the reason why they drafted him so high. But we have to get a lot of pressure on him. You know, our front four, and got to get a lot of pressure. Move his feet. Get him to throw that ball a little early. You know, we need to shut down that run and be sharp. You know, we have an opportunity to go out and be sharp as a defense, and that's what you want to put on tape. Yeah, I mean, you get pressure on any team, you're going to find some success. But we have plenty of capable guys, or more than capable guys, that can go out there and put a lot of pressure on their pass game. You know what? We're playing to win games. You know, no matter how we win them. You know, of course, we'd like to be up, you know, 3-4 touchdowns, but we're going out to play hard, you know, maintain the lead, create turnovers, get the ball in the end zone, and however that happens, it happens. I think this year, us being on the sidelines defensively, it is going to be a treat to see the ball, you know, get into so many guys' hands, you know, so many capable guys that can do so many things with the ball once they get it. You have, you know, the perfect quarterback to get the ball into everybody's hands. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what our offense is going to do this year. It's late yet to be seen. We have some elite players. You know, we have some guys that can make plays. But we got to go out and make plays. Super Bowl or bust, man. You know, the expectations have always been high every year. You know, it's upon us to go out and take it. You know, so that's our job. Doesn't matter to me. Andrew Luck is prepared. Yeah, he's prepared. All the rookie quarterbacks, yeah, they can come in and play. You know, do I think that they're Tom Brady or Peyton Manning? No. You know, they have to learn just like everybody else. You know, guys like Cam Newton, you know, I mean, they've come out and they put up some special numbers and stuff like that, but. You know, one quarterback, most quarterbacks are dime a dozen, you know, as far as I'm concerned. There's an elite group, and then there's guys that are either learning and trying to get better, or there's a dime a dozen. Yeah, it can be tougher. It can be tougher game planning for teams that you don't have a lot of film on, because you got to go off of things that they've done before, the few snaps that you've seen in the preseason, what you know about, you know, their coaches, you know, so it's It's interesting. It's fun. You know, I mean, that's kind of the fun part, I think, for coaches are strategizing every week against opponents. You know, it's a big chess match. You know, their coaches against our coaches and seeing who can create the best strategies to win. I don't know. I think guys would be more excited. You know, you get a chance to go out and go full speed, you know, bring guys down and play. Use your ability to go out there and play in front of a crowd. I'm excited. I'm sure the rest of us are excited, and everybody around the NFL. I received a lot of info from fans that were excited about, you know, the game between the Giants and the Cowboys. You know, that they're so happy that football is here again. You know, I think that's the way that we all. I think it echoes around football players and fans alike.